When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ+ community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ+ community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Anilo Pirro. Anilo is the media manager and afternoon drive time host for Mile High Sports Radio 98.1 FM in Denver, Colorado. On the program, we discuss the Denver Nuggets Western Conference Finals run, Nikola Jokic, Denver Nuggets home games at the Ball Arena. We also discuss the elevation of the city of Denver, and much more. Anilo is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ+ community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile?
Personal touches, beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ plus community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home, or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ plus community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home, or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
Reed's holding. James comes out of the pack. James on the drive. Goes inside. Stop. Shot block. Gets it back. It's over. It's over. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. What a crushing finish for the Lakers as the Denver Nuggets sit atop the West. Here in 2023, they're the new kings of the West.
Here to accept the Oscar Robertson Western Conference Champions Trophy on behalf of the Denver Nuggets, head coach Michael Malone.
Well, first off, you have to give a lot of credit and respect to the Lakers, Darvin Ham, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. They gave the hell of a challenge today, but the guys behind me, they believe since training camp, they believe coming into tonight, we have a special group, and as you've heard all series long, Lisa, we're not satisfied. Love this group. Let's go, Nugget Nation! I think for me, the most satisfying part about the journey is who I'm on the journey with. I have a tremendous coaching staff. I have a tremendous front office. Great ownership. And the 17 players behind me who came to work every day checked their egos at the door for something much bigger than themselves. We have great players. We have tremendous depth. We have a lot of character on this team, and I love each and every one of our players.
The Western Conference Finals Most Valuable Player Trophy is aptly named after one of the greatest guards in NBA history, Irvin Magic Johnson. The 2023 Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals Most Valuable Player Award goes to Nikola Jokic. Yeah!
For me, to be honest, nothing. So this trophy is supposed to go to my teammates and coaches. They put me in a situation that I'm just first among the equals, and I'm just happy that we are collectively getting wins and getting to make something. I mean, probably to say hello to my parents, my bad. I mean, it's a collective effort, for real. It's from the Sparky, Gino, who is our equipment manager, to family Kroenke. I think that it's a one collective effort that we are growing as a team, as a franchise. I think it's really nice to be a Nugget fan.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, and that was the Denver Nuggets handling their business, winning the Western Conference Finals and punching their ticket to the 2023 NBA Finals. And that was Lisa Salters awarding the Denver Nuggets with the Western Conference Finals trophy. You heard Nuggets head coach Michael Malone speak, and you also heard Nikola Jokic receiving the 2023 Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP award. To talk more about the Nuggets Western Conference Finals run, also to talk about the Joker, Nikola Jokic, and also other things related to the Denver Nuggets, let's welcome him to the program. He is a media manager for Mile High Sports. Also, he's the host of an afternoon drive program. Let's welcome him to the program, Anilo Pirro. Hey, Anilo, welcome to the program.
What's going on? Happy to be here with you.
Thank you so much, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And certainly we're going to get to so much in terms of head coach Michael Malone and things of that nature with the Nuggets. I got to tell you, Anilo, this has been a fun ride this season for the Denver Nuggets, specifically this playoff run. And I just want to talk specifically about the Nuggets as they handled their business beating the Los Angeles Lakers to sweep them in the Western Conference Finals. I want to start off with talking about someone that has provided a lot of depth for the Nuggets, especially during this playoff run, and that's Bruce Brown. Give me your thoughts on Bruce and his play in the series against the Lakers.
Man, Bruce Brown, I can't tell you, from the moment in which they traded for him, you know, people in the media, people around the organization, you know, we're talking about this guy as the perfect fit. And I mean, he really, like a baseball mitt. You know, when you put on your old glove, maybe you haven't tossed a ball around for a while, whatever it might be, like, that is what Bruce Brown has been for this team. I mean, and no disrespect to the Will Bartons or the Montez Forces or, you know, some of these players that were here in the past, you know, manning a similar type of role. But Bruce Brown, from his defensive intensity to his offensive ability, and also just kind of seamlessly fitting in and being the right guy to run that six, to be that sixth man and run that bench unit. I mean, I love that's where you start, right? Because everybody wants to talk about Joker, which I know we will. Everybody wants to talk about Jamal Murray, which I know we will as well. But Bruce Brown has been the glue man of this team because they've had Joker the last 2 years. Obviously, Jamal was hurt. MPJ was hurt. But having those two guys back, pairing them with the addition, Brown, in addition to a veteran like KCP, my man, I can't tell you it's made all the difference. But Bruce Brown in particular has been an absolute showstopper for the Nuggets this season. You saw it in the Western Conference final, and you'll see it in the NBA final as well.
Rightfully so. And again, Bruce, not only adding the outside shooting, but also adding, I guess you could say he's been the vocal leader for this team. I guess similar maybe to a Draymond Green role in this playoff run for the Nuggets, and definitely Bruce is someone that's handled his business. I want to talk now about somebody that's also handled their business in this playoff run, and that's KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Again, a hidden gem that was on the Laker championship team in the bubble 3 years ago. They parted ways with him, and now he's making the most of the situation with the Nuggets. Give me your thoughts on KCP and his play against the Lakers.
Oh, man, I mean, he's been fantastic. And I'll quote Michael Malone. I think he said it had to have been in the first third of the regular season where he said something along the lines of, I didn't bring KCP in here. You know, the Nuggets didn't bring in KCP for the regular season. They brought in KCP to help take them over the top in the postseason. And you have seen that. You know, KCP, much like the rest of the Nuggets squad, you know, that last month of the regular season was a little bit of a whirlwind for them. Obviously, they locked up the number one seed in that big regular season matchup against the Memphis Grizzlies. And the last, you know, 30 or so days for the Nuggets in the regular season was a little hit or miss. And, you know, KCP was you know, no exclusion to that. You know, he was struggling to make shots. But come playoffs time, I mean, you want to talk about a trade paying off. And it's funny, I forget the name of the reporter, but somebody, like, quantified the KCP trade when it happened as a salary dump for the Nuggets. They needed to get off Monte Morris and they needed to get off Will Barton. Not realizing that KCP was the perfect, I'm going to use the same adjective or the same way to describe him as I did Bruce Brown, the perfect glue man. He added something to this team that they previously didn't have, which was that championship experience, which was that three-point ability, and also the ability to, you know, turn it up on defense. So, you know, you look at Bruce Brown and KCP, like I said, I love these first two questions. Those two guys have played an integral role, but from the three-point shot-making and also just kind of being that veteran leader, KCP has been an absolute show-out for this team.
Oh, yeah, indeed. He has been a show-out, Anilo, and certainly KCP is definitely going to bring that depth and bring that championship experience to the test in this series that's going to be coming up in the NBA Finals. And we talk about playoffs, and we talk about getting deep in the playoff run, and we also talk about depth, and we talked about leadership. You got to have veteran leadership in any playoff run, and certainly Denver is still a relatively young team, but Jeff Green is somebody that provides that veteran leadership, and he's knocked down some major buckets in this playoff run for Denver. Give me your thoughts on Jeff and his play against the Lakers.
Yeah, you know, what I can tell you in regards to reading between the lines with Green is he's no nonsense, right? I mean, he's a guy that's been around the block, has played in the final before, was on the losing end of it. You know, he's at the tail end of his career, you know, in his mid-30s. And, you know, much like KCP, Jeff just kind of brings that swagger and brings that attitude that I feel like because here's the thing about Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is a great player, but he's more of a lead-by-example type of player as opposed to, you know, a vocal leader, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, he's a two-time MVP and probably should have been a three-time MVP as well. You know, and I feel like where Jokic doesn't use his voice or maybe is, you know, more confined to that lead-by-example, that's where a guy like Jeff Green, you know, really steps up and is that voice of reason and is in the huddle and is next to Malone and kind of relaying that message. And so Jeff Green is as much like he's as close to a player coach, you know, as you kind of have in the NBA. Like obviously Udonis Haslem is similar to that with the Heat, but you know, he's a lot older than Jeff Green is. But Jeff Green's role on this team of kind of bridging the message from Malone to the output of the players has been absolutely essential.
Indeed, it has been essential. And again, every deep playoff run, or just any athletes that are involved in professional sports, when you have such a young team like this, you need the veteran leadership. And certainly Jeff Green is someone that has been providing that so far for the Denver Nuggets. And I want to talk about someone that's stepped up his game and stepped up his leadership abilities in this playoff run, and that's MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. He's really come of age, especially with his long-range shooting, and it was in full display in the series against the Lakers. Give me your thoughts on MPJ and his play against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. And, I mean, you know, the Lakers series, obviously, Michael Porter Jr. stepped up as he needed to. But, you know, people forget that he's a max contract player. And, you know, I always chirp when the Nuggets aren't playing well. Like, you know, they have three max contract players because sometimes it feels like people only remember Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. But, you know, Michael Porter Jr. has done a lot of – he's matured a lot this season. From I don't want to say taking a lesser role, but taking a more specific role of – hey, shoot when you're open, pass the ball when you're not, and buy in on defense, you know, as opposed to creating and playmaking, you know, like guys like Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are so capable of doing. You know, Michael Porter Jr. has done an excellent job of picking his spots. And I think, you know, you saw that in the Lakers series, you know, hitting some big-time threes, playing big-time defense, and not turning the ball over. Like, it's the little things with Michael Porter Jr. where I feel like he's made his biggest impact with the team this season. And, you know, he's going to play a big role in this NBA final, because if there's anybody on this team that is a walking bucket where it's just like, you know, pull up, drank, to quote Kendrick Lamar, whatever it might be, it's Michael Porter Jr. Because his stroke, his flow is so effortless at times. And you haven't really seen the full version of Michael Porter Jr. yet because of the way in which he fits into the system. But make no mistake, Michael Porter Jr. is an integral part of this Nuggets team. And his role, like I said, spot up shooting, playing defense, and getting those assists has been absolutely essential for this Nuggets team, you know, both in the Western Conference and now moving on into the NBA Finals.
Absolutely, and a lot of Nuggets fans and a lot of basketball fans, they've been waiting for MPJ to take that next level and get over that next hurdle or that next obstacle, and he's had the hurdles and the obstacles with the injuries, but, hey, it's paying off for him, and it's paid off so far in this playoff run for Michael Porter Jr. And I want to talk now about somebody that's been electric since he's been in the NBA. Great seasons with the Orlando Magic. The trade deadline happened 2 years ago, and now he's been above the rim and still playing above the rim at a high level, and that's Aaron Gordon. But Aaron has also showed some defense and some good long-range ability in this playoff run, specifically against the Lakers. Give me your thoughts on Aaron and his play against Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, he's their defensive anchor. You know, Aaron Gordon is guarding the other team's player. You know, it's going to be Jimmy Butler in this series. It was LeBron James in the last series. It was Kevin Durant before that and Carl Anthony Towns before that. And, you know, that's exactly what they brought him in here to be. And, you know, I know a lot of people think of, when they hear the name Aaron Gordon, they think back to his Magic days with the, you know, dunk over the mascot in the dunk contest. But, you know, he's matured. He's evolved a lot as a player. And he's really just a great safety blanket to have because, you know, he was actually one of the players that was able to, you know, speak with Virgo. And, you know, he was like, I can just adjust my game and mold my game to that of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Whereas in Orlando, you know, he was kind of having a, you know, he's one of the faces of the franchise. He was kind of their guy and kind of having to put the weight of the world on his shoulders at times. Whereas in Denver, you know, because you have a guy in Joker, because you have a guy in Jamal Murray, it allows a guy like Aaron Gordon to play a little bit more freely. And I think because of that, you've seen the plus play on defense. You've seen the slamming and jamming down below the basket. And, you know, like I said, he's going to be the one guarding Jimmy Butler. It's obviously a very difficult task. You know, you can really only try to slow him down as opposed to shut him down. And, you know, we'll see Aaron Gordon has in store for us in the NBA final. But like I said, he is the person that Michael Malone can call on to guard the opposing team's best player. And that is an invaluable trait to have in Mr.
Absolutely. And like you said, anybody trying to play defense against Jimmy Butler is going to be a tough task because Jimmy Butler brings it night in and night out. But certainly Aaron Gordon is going to be the man to be called upon. And certainly his defense is going to be a key if they have a shot of winning the NBA championship. And speaking of having championship dreams, the Nuggets have had championship dreams since the day they drafted Jamal Murray out of the University of Kentucky. And Jamal is just selection of that great talent coming from Canada, where you have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lu Dort, just to name a few, and then you can add Jamal Murray in that mix as well. Everybody talks about Bubble Murray, right? Several years ago where he came of age, but even the year before that, Jamal really stepped his game up, and then he had the injury 2 years ago, but now Jamal has been automatic in this playoff run, specifically against the Lakers. Give me your thoughts on Jamal's play against Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody thinks that Jamal Murray if anybody thinks that Jamal Murray was only Jamal Murray in the bubble, I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point in time. I mean, he has been that guy, man. The bubble was kind of the coming out party where you first kind of saw it on center stage, and we're talking about a guy that, you know, was out two seasons with a devastating knee injury, and making a tremendous impact, has scored 40-plus points in a handful of playoff games already, you know, it's a testament to just how good this guy is. And I know there was a lot of people that were kind of sleeping on Jamal or down on Jamal or, oh, he's got to prove it. Well, he's proven it, and he's proven it in spades. And my take on Jamal Murray that I think is funny is you see so many people that, like, their eyes are now wide open. And it's like your eyes should have been open for years. And I understand that some people want to, you know, tread with caution because of the injury and whatnot, but the work ethic, the drive to be great, the skill set, the coach relationship, the relationship with Joker, you know, everything has been in front of Jamal Murray for him to be a walking success. And obviously we've seen that all kind of come to life and become a realization this season. And, you know, like I said, he's their second best player. I mean, the two-man game of Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, it works wonders. And it opens up, you know, just a litany of different options and really just makes this offense click. And, you know, I'm expecting a big series from Jamal Murray. I mean, there's no reason not to. We're talking about a guy that plays his best basketball when the lights are brightest. And, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But I expect nothing less than brilliance once again from Jamal Murray in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree with you. For those that just only know about Bubble Murray, man, they've missed out on some great plays before the bubble. And
yep,
certainly if they're just knowing about him, no, I mean, as they say, they came to the dance late or they got to the party late because Jamal has definitely been on one, borrow a verse from Drake, a fellow Canadian. But nevertheless, Jamal Murray, certainly somebody expected to have a great series. And before we talk about Nikola, I want to talk about head coach Michael Malone. Coach Malone has been automatic since he's been in Denver, since he arrived in the Mile High City, and he's done a great job with this talent with Nikola and Jamal, and then later with Aaron coming over, and then you add MPJ in the mix. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Malone and his job so far with the Nuggets.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he spoke about this earlier today as well. And, I mean, I'm not just trying to be a mouthpiece for the guy, but I think it's so true. If he's in Phoenix, he's fired. If he's in Philly, he's fired. If he's in Milwaukee, he's fired. If he's in Toronto, he's fired. And I think you have to give credit where credit is due to the Nuggets ownership group for sticking with Michael Malone and not using the injuries to Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray, you know, as an excuse to kind of just kick him to the wayside, because we live in an instant gratification society, specifically as it pertains to our professional sports teams. And, you know, there's a lot of Nuggets fans even still that are not completely sold on Michael Malone. You know, there's a lot of people that still kind of question his decision-making and his rotations and his coaching style, among other factors as well. But, you know, he is the right guy for this team, because him and Nikola Jokic connect, he and Jamal Murray connect, he's got the respect of his team. And, you know, I just think it's a testament to draft and develop, because so often I look at Phoenix, like maybe Phoenix wins the title next year, right? With Kevin Durant and everything. But like what Phoenix had with Bridges and some of these other players they're giving up, I mean, you're just mortgaging the future for a chance at instant gratification. Whereas a team like Denver that quote unquote did it the right way in drafting Nikola Jokic and drafting Jamal Murray and drafting Michael Porter Jr. and trading for Aaron Gordon, right? It's not like you're slapping this team together at the deadline, much like Phoenix did, much like the Lakers did. You know, and we've seen instances of that work out in the past. Like we saw Toronto pull up a kick Leonard after trading for him as well. But for a small market team or a mid-market team like Denver, where it's not the Lakers, or it's not the Clippers, or, you know, it's not the Knicks, where you can get these big-time free agents or whatever it might be, you know, this is the pass. And I just think that Michael Malone, you know, I'm happy for him, because, like I said, a couple years ago, you know, they didn't get bounced in the playoffs. Last year, Golden State, you know, there's people coming after him and, you know, calling for his job. But credit to the Kroenke ownership group for seeing the long-term vision and letting his vision kind of come to fruition for Michael Malone and his staff, because he's a guy. He injects energy into this team. And you know, most of all, you know, it's a very player-driven league these days. You know, players get a lot of what they want. The coaches sometimes, you know, don't have as much influence or control as they once did. There is a very much a two-way street when it comes to the relationship with Michael Malone and his players. They listen to him, and he listens to them. And I think in this era of NBA basketball where players are so often about themselves, like I was just scrolling Twitter while you were asking your last question, and, you know, there's a quote from Pat Riley about, like, don't you ever come into my office and tell me to fire a coach. And that was in reference to, you know, back in the LeBron James era where they lost to Dallas and there was some frustration about Eric Spoelstra. Could you imagine where the Heat would be if they fired Eric Spoelstra? So I know I'm going on a little bit of a tangent here, but the testament is due diligence, patience. And I think both of these coaches in the final.
You're absolutely right about that. And I love that part that you mentioned about the instant gratification society that we live in, where people don't want to wait for anything, not just in life, but professional sports. But it's good that Coach Malone it's a rarity in professional sports where that relationship between players and the coach, it's a union. And so far, so good. We've seen that in Denver, where, as you said, he listens to them and they listen to him, and certainly it's been working out so far since he's been in the Mile High City. And, of course, we got to talk about him now, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, the two-time league MVP. What can you say about him? I mean, phenomenal, consistent, and efficient. I always say, Anilo, he may be a center, but to me he's a point center, because he's a center that plays like a point guard. The footwork, the ball handling skills, the off-balance shots. I mean, he's just consistent and efficient. He's been fun in this playoff run, and he made the Lakers pay, and then some. Give me your thoughts on Nikola and his play against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, he's really marvelous. There's not really much more to say to that. I mean, to your comparison, I mean, he's like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in a center's body. I mean, that's not even putting it fairly. I mean, he's just so unique in the way in which he plays the game. And my favorite part is he's humble. I mean, we're talking about a guy that doesn't have social media. Think about that. A back-to-back MVP, probably should have been a three-time MVP, who does not have social media, who does not post about himself, who does not bask in his own glory. And, I mean, you ask him, you know, we've asked him in the media time and time again this season about MVP and this and that, and immediately it's always deflected towards the teammates. I want to do this for my team. I want to do this for the city. I want to do this for the coaches. You know, he is just
I call him the NBA's anti-star because you look at the – let's take a look at LeBron James, for example, right, who is, you know, for the last 15 years, or Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, insert superstar here, flashy, big name, social media following, and kind of the clout, for lack of a better phrase, that follows these superstars. And then you've got Nikola Jokic, no social media, does not look physically imposing. He's a bit of a doughy guy, right? He doesn't look like he's chiseled like a LeBron James might be. Can't jump over a phone book. European, so from a different country. And you just kind of add it all up, and it just kind of adds to the marvel that is Nikola Jokic. I know I'm biased out here in Colorado and whatnot. My first season with the Nuggets covering them with a credential was Jokic's first season. So I've been able to see him kind of blossom over this last half decade plus. And I just think it's so refreshing. He's such a breath of fresh air because he's so damn good and doesn't even, like, want to be. I mean, he wants to be, but, like, doesn't want the glory that comes with it. He simply wants it for the gratification of winning and playing well for his teammates and kind of the moniker of rising tides raises all boats, right? And I think you just alluded to it. There's nothing he can't do. He can outshoot you. He can outpass you. He can outrebound you. And he's going to average a triple-double along the way. He's simply magnificent and, in my opinion, the best player in the world today.
You mentioned triple-double. Tim Duncan was a walking triple-double. Russell Westbrook is a walking triple-double, and Nikola Jokic has been a walking triple-double for quite some time now. And I want to stay just with Nikola for a moment. You said you've been covering the Nuggets since Nikola first entered the NBA. When he was drafted by the Nuggets, did you expect him to make this immediate impact? Did you look at him as like, oh, yeah, we've got something. We have a franchise player. Or did you look at him and say, well, this is going to take a little time. He's got to develop. Let's give him a couple of years and he'll be ready.
It's got the latter. I don't think there was anybody, and even Malone, nobody thought Nikola Jokic was going to evolve into what he has become today. And you know, that adds to the mystique and kind of the mystery to it. But it's funny because I think it was Hoops Hype who tweeted it out as well. Like, somebody – like, Jokic has transformed the way in which people scout players. Like, if you look at Jokic's scout film from, you know, back when he was playing in Serbia, he has all the intangibles. He's super raw. And now you're seeing players that are being drafted off of those intangibles as opposed to in the past where it was more so drafted off what you do well and how you fit. You know, the Nuggets, to their credit, you know, Tim Connelly, Arturis Karnasovas in the front office at the time, you know, identified Jokic as a player who could be molded into a good player. I don't think anybody thought Nikola Jokic was going to become this otherworldly, all-time great center, back-to-back MVP. I don't think anybody saw that. I don't even know if Jokic saw it, to be honest with you. But, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, he is so shifty. And that's why I love the term Joker, not just to play off his last name, but he kind of is that Joker card of, like, you know, when you open up a deck of cards, oh, here's a Joker. You know, you kind of throw it out. Like, he just throws such a wrench in the traditional NBA sphere. I mean, you even have LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the last round tipping their cap to him because he's hitting these absurd three-point shots, and then he's getting 18 boards in the same game. And, I mean, he is just – he's magnificent. And for anybody out there that is still sleeping on Nikola Jokic or thinks that Joel Embiid is better, I don't know what else to tell you guys, because right now you're witnessing one of the greatest stretches of play from any one player in NBA history. That's just a fact.
Indeed, Anilo, and certainly Nikola Jokic is definitely a talent that's just hitting his prime. And, boy, the next 3 to 5, forget it, the next 10 years, man. I'm so excited to see what's in store for Nikola Jokic. Definitely somebody that is a franchise player and someone that has a unique skill set. And I want to talk now just about the Denver Nuggets and where they play, specifically their home games at the Ball Center. Can you describe what the atmosphere is like for Nuggets home games at the Ball Center?
Yeah, it's been electric, man. And it's definitely been, you know, game, I think it was either, I forget if it was game one or game two, both of them combined, it's the most electric I've ever seen for a Nuggets event. You know, the Avalanche obviously just won the Stanley Cup last year. So it feels like that type of vibe where everybody's into it. Everybody's there on time. Everybody's loud. Everybody's engaged. And, you know, it just makes for a fun time. And I mean, it even trickles, you know, outside of the arena as well, like the local bars, the local restaurants, like Nuggets everywhere, you know, in this town. So, the arena, the fan base, the local bar and restaurant scene. I mean, everybody's kind of just basking in this glory that is the Denver Nuggets team right now.
I got to ask you about the elevation of Denver. 5,280 feet above sea level. I've got to ask you this. the elevation, fact or fiction, does it help Denver? Does it hurt them, or does it hurt the opponents? Is it fact or fiction when it comes to elevation?
Oh, it is 100% unequivocally, without a doubt, a fact. And I was actually in L.A. for game four, and within 15 minutes of my buddy picking me up from the airport, I was like coughing and sneezing and a little bit of wheezing. I also have pretty bad asthma, but it's like, it's crazy. Like, you know, within 15 minutes of being back, you know, in the city, you can feel it. And that's me, who doesn't play a sport, who's not running up and down the court. You know, I was actually just playing pickup the other night a couple weeks ago. And I mean, one game in and I'm dying. Like, I feel like I've played four or five games. And the elevation is absolutely a real factor. Malone talked about it. Aaron Gordon talked about it. You got to use it to your advantage. I know some people want to think that it's unfair. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's just kind of the reality of the situation. And Denver, because of that, is always going to be the more conditioned team. I mean, if Denver is ever getting out-hustled at home, that is a bad, bad sign, you know, about coaching or whatever it might be. And then you got a Heat team here, you know, who's used to playing essentially at sea level, below sea level, and with essentially 48 hours worth of rest. So, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. I'm excited for it, but I think the altitude definitely plays a factor.
I got to ask you about Nikola. Has Nikola mentioned anything about the altitude, the 5,280 feet above sea level? Has he noticed the difference in that coming from Serbia and arriving in Denver?
I hate to short answer, but no. Like, I say Nikola Jokic does not care. He does not care. And if he does care, he doesn't share it with us, because every time he meets with the media, it's like a joke to him. Like, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just more so like he doesn't understand the media side of this game. And Jokic cares about one thing. Or a few things, basketball and family. And if you're asking him about basketball and family, he'll give you some decent answers. But when it comes to, like, if you ask Jokic the same question about rest versus rust or, you know, days off out there, this is what he would say. He'd be like, oh, I do not care. We just got to go out there and play the game. Like, I'm not even kidding you. That's what he would say. So I don't think Nikola Jokic thinks about that one way or the other, if I'm being honest with you.
All right, solid. And certainly it is a fact, as my main man Anilo said, that the 5,280 feet above sea level is a fact in his opinion. So definitely always an advantage when people, well, especially for the Denver Nuggets and opponents, have their troubles and they have to get adjusted and definitely get conditioned. And you heard it from him. He is Anilo Pirro. He is a media manager for Mile High Sports and also does an afternoon drive show. Anilo, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on at your afternoon drive show.
Yeah, afternoon drive, 4 to 6 p.m., 98.1 FM here in Denver, Colorado. Be sure to check us out online, milehighsports.com. You can follow me at Media by AP across social media as well. But always a pleasure, man. You know, just looking forward to this NBA final. Should be good. Looking forward to the games, and hopefully they're competitive. But thanks for having me on. We'll do it again soon.
You're welcome. And before I let you go, Anilo, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites. Let them know that as well.
Media by AP, so like Associated Press. Media by AP on all social platforms, Twitter and Instagram. And then you can check us out, milehighsports.com, your one-stop shop for all things Denver Nuggets, but all Colorado sports, Rockies, Avalanche, Broncos, Colorado Buffaloes, big with Deion Sanders and company as well. So check us out, milehighsports.com.
Awesome. Anilo Pirro, check him out, media manager for Mile High Sports, also does the afternoon drive program for one of the Denver radio stations. That's 98.1. Check him out. Anilo, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. See what happens with the Nuggets, and away we go. Have a good one, y'all.
All right, you too. We'll be back with more right after this.
Reeves holding. James comes out of the pack. James on the drive. Goes inside. Stop. Shot block. Gets it back. It's over. It's over. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. What a crushing finish for the Lakers as the Denver Nuggets sit atop the West. Here in 2023, they're the new kings of the West.
Here to accept the Oscar Robertson Western Conference Champions Trophy on behalf of the Denver Nuggets, head coach Michael Malone.
Hell yeah, coach! Hell yeah, coach! Hell yeah!
Well, first off, you have to give a lot of credit and respect to the Lakers, Darvin Ham, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. They gave us a hell of a challenge today, but the guys behind me, they believe since training camp, they believe coming into tonight. We have a special group, and as you've heard all series long, Lisa, we're not satisfied. Love this group. Let's go, Nugget Nation! I think for me, the most satisfying part about the journey is who I'm on the journey with. I have a tremendous coaching staff. I have a tremendous front office, great ownership, and the 17 players behind me who came to work every day check their egos at the door for something much bigger than themselves. We have great players, we have tremendous depth, and we have a lot of character on this team, and I love each and every one of our players.
The Western Conference Finals Most Valuable Player Trophy is aptly named after one of the greatest guards in NBA history, Irvin Magic Johnson. The 2023 Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals Most Valuable Player Award goes to Nikola Jokic.
For me, to be honest, nothing. So this trophy is supposed to go to my teammates and coaches. They put me in a situation that I'm just first among the equals, and I'm just happy that we are collectively getting wins and getting to make something. I mean, probably to say hello to my parents, my bad. I mean, it's a collective effort, for real. It's from the Sparky, Gino, who is our equipment manager, to family Kroenke. I think that it's a one collective effort that we are growing as a team, as a franchise. I think it's really nice to be a Nuggets fan.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ+ community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ+ community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Anilo Pirro. Anilo is the media manager and afternoon drive time host for Mile High Sports Radio, 98.1 FM in Denver, Colorado. Again, a big special thank you to Anilo for appearing on the program and talking about the current run of the Denver Nuggets. And until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today. Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more. You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in human resources. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on HR and employment law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities every HR team faces. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in HR at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.